Episode 1266, The Gift of Mom Guilt.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. That means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and I have a special gift for you. It's the gift of mom guilt. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, nobody sees it coming, but you can feel it. The gift of mom guilt can change your life for the better. No more shattered hearts or tangled emotions. Guilt comes in like a storm, doesn't it? Unwelcoming to the nerves that give peace and tranquility, calmness to the day. But all you can think about is what you couldn't do. The last thing you want to do is disappoint your child. Yeah, we don't want to disappoint them. We don't want to tell them no. We don't want to, you know, cook the wrong meal for them, or we cook it and then they're like, oh, I don't like it. We don't want to get them the wrong present. We don't want to enroll them in the wrong activity. We want them to be on the best team, on and on and on. We want them to go to the best college. You know, we want them to marry the best spouse. It's never ending, isn't it? But it's something that we as moms, we're like, well, if we don't get it right, then we're guilty. Guilt can be devastating to the psyche. It can stop you in your tracks and hold you hostage from living your purpose. And sometimes it can overtake your days and weeks where all you're doing is reacting to what you should have been doing. The idea of waking and sleeping with guilt haunts you with question marks on your judgment, decisions, and emotions. Where is right from wrong in being a mom? How good is feeling bad? The temptations to be all, do all, cling to the heart, suffocating all hope that you know what you're doing. You got this is extinguished. It's no longer. But what if you could extract the goodness that comes from guilt? Would that be a game changer in your life? Well, it can definitely be a game changer when you have hope. And like our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McRae, a podcast created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. This podcast gives hope. Did you know that 1.6 million adults will be diagnosed with cancer this year? It may be you or someone you love. But regardless of the situation or the circumstance, there is hope. You'll want to tune in weekly for that encouragement, that empowerment to help you through the journey. Take a moment today and visit healthhopeandinspiration.com and subscribe there to the free weekly podcast. Well, guilt can freeze our assets and attributes. Everything good seems to turn bad. It spoils when guilt is present. Guilt is that feeling that puts a knot in your throat or a pit in the bottom of your stomach because you feel like you've fallen short. You failed. No one wants to fail. And that guilt sets in and all we're like, oh my gosh, I'm the worst mom ever. How many times do you say that? How often do you catch yourself feeling bad for not doing what you think you should be doing? Be honest with yourself. It's confession day. And how does that moment or day turn out? Well, sometimes it gets better, but most of the time it just is so-so. And who wants a mediocre life? I know I don't. And God doesn't want you to have a mediocre life either. God created you with incredible talents and abilities to impact the world you touch. Just because you're a mom doesn't mean that you have to accept the guilt trap. So what do? You lean in. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Lean in. The gift of mom guilt can be used for good if you lean in. And it's the L-E-A-N. What would happen if the feeling of guilt was more of an alarm? Think about it. Not an alarm to hunker down and stay where you are, but a way to wake you up for a self-check. We all need those, right? little reminders of like, wait, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Guilt doesn't have to be that you're a failure. It can actually mean that maybe you are taking your job, meaning being a mom, very seriously. And so you're just kind of like maybe overreacting sometimes or even underreacting at other times. So if you would look at guilt, the feeling of it, as more of an alarm system for you, a way to wake you up for a self-check. So let's dive deep. Lean, right? We're talking about leaning in. So number one is L, look. Look to God first. Lean on His faithfulness. Too many times we were out there searching for our own stuff, trying to what? Find answers that support what we think should be happening for our child. And you know what? It just doesn't always work the best that way. So look to God first. Lean on His faithfulness. He's already got the answers. You just have to be willing to accept them. But that's for another episode. Number two, E, evaluate the circumstance or the situation. This is a time to take a quick step back, silencing the reaction. Now, when you break it down, now it sounds like a lot of steps here, but honestly, sometimes this can be a period of 60 to 90 seconds. It could be a period of 5 to 10 to 12 minutes. Who knows? Or it could be over a period of a few days. But this is just a way for you kind of to mentally say, okay, is this really where I need to be acknowledging this? Do I really need to attach myself to this feeling? Or is it more of an alarm system? So wait, it's just a double check and to see, okay, do I have everything lined up? And that's what you're looking at here. So you got to look, you got to evaluate. Evaluate those circumstances. Because too many times we're doing what? We react. Because we're a mom and we are on that quick response, quick reaction. We've got to do something what? Immediately. Especially, you know, if something, you know, a child gets hurt, right? And you're going, oh my gosh. And if there's blood, you're like, I've got to do something very quickly. Other circumstances might be your daughter is dating someone that you don't like. And it might be a process that you're going through. You don't have to carry the baggage of guilt where it's just kind of making your world stop. No, see it as a gift and instead evaluate the circumstance or the situation. This is the time to take a step back and silence the reaction, because ultimately then it leads you to number three, which is A, amplify your confidence. This is when you ask the question, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? If yes, then celebrate and move on. If not, then you make adjustments. I don't want you sitting there going, oh my goodness, do I really think this is right? Well, yeah, it's right, but oh, I still don't know. And then you do this tap dance because of your lack of confidence. This is where what? You got to step it up. You got to amplify your confidence. And you can simply do it by asking yourself the question, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Notice that's a closed statement. Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? It's a yes, no, it's closed. You only can answer a yes, no. Some would continue on with an answer, but it's written that way for a reason. If yes, you celebrate. If no, make adjustments. There's no maybe so. There's either a yes or no. And wherever you find yourself, don't sit there and begin to question. If you know you're doing what's right, but you're still having to make adjustments, then guess what? Amplify your confidence. Make those adjustments and move on. So you're not stopping. Where if you think about it, if we look at guilt itself, it what? It stops us. We get caught in this tornadic adventure, so to speak. I had someone who sent something to me, a message, and it wasn't really anything major, but it wasn't positive. And did you know that I actually rethought that message over and over and over again in my head? I replayed it. I probably replayed the message. I kid you not. Seriously. Let me think here. Probably about 35 times. And that was over a period of about maybe 2.5 to 3 hours at the most. That can really eat at you. And the crazy thing is it happened at night. And so I went to bed with it. And you know what my concern was? Is that I would dream about it. And that's what I don't like to do. I do not like anything, bad dreams, anything that's a negative thing when I'm dreaming. And so I said a prayer to God and I said, you know what, Lord, you need to take this because this is not of me. This is coming from someone who is hurting and they've experienced something and I can't take it away from them. But they took it personally. And so their look at it, their perspective is totally different than mine. And they have to own up to their own. I know I'm fine with what was being done and what was being said. So it's really important to understand and amplify your confidence because you don't want to get stuck in the guilt of going, oh my gosh, did I come across that way? Was I just like mean or whatever the case may be, right? Okay, so you got look, evaluate, amplify, and number four, navigate. Navigate your response. It's the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Do we always take the right step? No. But guess what? It's all right because you're going to lean in again. And you just rinse and repeat. And guess what? God looks down and says, I got this. You may have to go through these steps, but ultimately, hey, girl, I got this. I got you. Lean on me when you're not strong. Because I'm going to be there. And ultimately, that's what we're talking about here. The guilt that we carry is earthly. It's not heavenly. If you give it to God, it's gone. Let it go. But if you hold on to it, it's yours to keep. You have to decide. You see, the gift of mom guilt, you can have it. And you can flourish with it. Or you can choose just to have guilt. And it's going to be more of the haunted house approach in your life. And you're not going to live the purpose that God has created for you. The fire that he's lit within you. You won't be able to be that spectacular mom. You won't be able to be that incredible wife. You won't be able to be that businesswoman on fire to live, love, and impact if you settle in on guilt. But if you take it and accept it as a gift, it changes the story. Are you ready to change the story today? You don't have to feel guilty. Let it go. Lean in. Maybe you want some help. I would love to chat with you. That's why I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Yes, me. The one you hear every single day. And I want to come in to your life and help you in a part of your journey. But you have to be willing to take the first step. Maybe today it is to lean in. Maybe you need to click on that link, take aim in the show notes. Maybe you've been sitting here going, I've been thinking about this. Stop thinking and do. It's time to take aim. Click on that link. I promise you, it's all free. I don't sit here and try to upsell you something. I give you something from my heart. And it's tools and strategies that you can use in the situation where you're at. But you decide. I can't make that decision for you. You've got to take that step. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. You can have this gift of mom guilt and flourish every single day. You can lean in and you can just see your world unfold before you. God didn't create junk. He created an extraordinary woman on a mission to live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.